North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 20, 2020.
City leaders in Salem are grappling with COVID-19-triggered budget struggles to address a roughly $8 million gap that's anticipated in the upcoming budget. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that cuts are likely and tax increases can be expected. The city council and mayor held their annual budget retreat this past weekend. It was held remotely, continuing from a distance, an annual tradition that clues the council in on what the city's new budget looks like ahead of a formal presentation. This year, the outlook is grim. Local receipts, parking fees, pot revenue, etc. are down. Forecasts are expected to be down some $3.2 million, and state aid is expected to be $5.2 million lower, for a total in loss of $8.4 million to start fiscal 2021. Quote, closing this gap will require a combination of budget cuts, use of savings, and enhancement of revenues, according to Mayor Kim Driscoll during that presentation. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
State Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that AAA Northeast is reopening select branch offices in Massachusetts while following strict social distancing procedures and CDC guidelines for the protection and benefit of employees and AAA members. Members should visit AAA.com/branches and enter their zip code to find the nearest open office. Everyone will be required to wear a face covering to enter and conduct business at AAA branch offices and will be asked to socially distance. There will be a strict limit on the number of members allowed in AAA branches at any given time. Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles services will be available by appointment only to members who complete an online reservation ahead of their visit, and members can schedule appointments up to 2 weeks in advance. AAA memberships, insurance, travel, and financial services will be available, either in person or through a virtual meeting. In some cases, curbside service will be available. Due to staffing issues, some branches may remain closed or close on certain days, so members are urged to check the website at AAA.com/branches or call the branch prior to visiting. Office hours will be Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. To make an RMV appointment, visit AAA.com/appointments. AAA's 24-hour emergency roadside assistance has been and continues to be available throughout the entirety of the COVID-19 shutdown.
Fixing the water pipes underneath Cabot Street in Beverly will cost $1.4 million more than expected. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News, Mike Collins, the city's public services and engineering commissioner, told the city council Monday night that workers ran into quite a few surprises when they dug up the street that will cause the city to pay more money to complete the work. Quote, this is something that we are loath to do, Collins told the councilors. We don't like to go back to the well for additional funds, but we're very confident we'll be able to complete the job within this new estimate.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, BB Botanics, the company seeking to open a recreational marijuana facility in Essex, will host a virtual community outreach meeting via Zoom on Thursday, May 21 at 6 p.m. The public is invited to ask questions about the proposed business during an open Q&A session. Questions can also be sent beforehand to botanicsreach@gmail.com. Make that botanicsoutreach@gmail.com. This will be the second community outreach meeting hosted by BB Botanics. In the first meeting held last September, many residents voiced their displeasure with the company's first choice for its facility. So again, you can participate by joining the Zoom meeting by computer by going to questionrom.zoom.us. And of course, much more on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Swampscott, the Education Association and the school committee have reached a tentative three-year agreement following months of tension-filled contract negotiations, according to the teachers' union. Gayla Colley writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the school committee was scheduled to vote on whether to ratify the proposed teachers' contract at their May 13 meeting, but opted to delay the vote until Wednesday, May 27. The decision to delay the vote when the school committee appeared to be moments away from ratifying the agreement has caused some anxiety among members, according to a Facebook post from the Swampscott Education Association. Details of the tentative agreement were not disclosed, but the SEA said that its members have agreed to a 3-year settlement with lower raises than would have been accepted outside of the current situation.
Gloucester Times is reporting the federal government is continuing to waive the need for some fishing vessels to carry at-sea monitors. At-sea monitors and fishery observers collect data on board fishing boats that help inform the management of U.S. fisheries. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Greater Atlantic Regional Fisheries Office in Gloucester has waived the requirement for vessels with Northeast fishing permits to carry the monitors through May 30. NOAA said additional extensions would be evaluated week by week. The agency has said the rule change is one of the emergency measures NOAA is using to address fishery observer coverage during the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, the New England Fishery Management Council is hosting a webinar public hearing on its draft ground fish monitoring amendment and has extended the public comment deadline to the end of June. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for joining us. We do like to hear from you. You can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.